The governor of the great state of Michigan at 7:18 on the Paul W. Smith Show, Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Good morning, Governor.
Good morning, Paul W. I want to wish you happy Thanksgiving and liquidate Ohio State. I like it.
Good. Good for you. But wait a second. You're an MSU person, I thought.
I am. And the only time I root against U of M, though, is when Michigan State's playing them.
Good for you. I don't hear that from enough MSU fans. Unfortunately, I hear from a lot of them, they just want Michigan to get beat no matter who they're playing.
Well, maybe they don't have three kids at University of Michigan like
maybe,
I do.
maybe that's it. Are you all set for Thanksgiving? Do you do Thanksgiving? Are you cooking for Thanksgiving tomorrow?
So, you know, my kids will be at their dad's on Thursday, but we will have all five of our kids and my dad and brother over on Friday. So I will be cooking Thanksgiving dinner on Friday, and I'm excited about it. It's my favorite holiday.
It's a lot of people's favorite holidays. What would be the most important side dish that you will have out of all the choices that makes your Thanksgiving dinner so special?
Well, if my mom's dressing. You know, we still call it stuffing, even though we don't put it in the bird anymore. It's the stuffing that my mom and my grandma Gretchen before her made. So that's the highlight for me.
And isn't Thanksgiving all about memories and paying tribute to, in your case, your late mother? And there's going to be a lot of recipes trotted out. And by the way, your dressing or stuffing is considered the number one popular Thanksgiving side dish in the U.S. So you're right there with a lot of people, apparently. I have to take care of a little business. There's no heavy lifting on this show the day before Thanksgiving. We try to stay as positive as we can, but here we go again. Now we're told seven people shot at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia. It doesn't take much memory to remember because it was just the other day. But here we have the second mass shooting in less than a week. Five people were killed in the shooting at that LGBTQ club in Colorado Springs, Colorado. We have the members of the University of Virginia football team. I don't want to go through the list, but it's a list. And we clearly have a mental health issue in this country. Now, I do know that you did talk about building a new mental health facility in your new budget, I believe. Are we on target for that? Because clearly we need to do some work across the country in terms of our mental health.
There's no question. And so we are building the first psychiatric facility in Michigan in decades. I think that's important. We've wrapped our kids with mental health supports in our schools. But I think it's also important to recognize, you know, the United States of America has a gun problem. And we can take some reasonable steps. I'm not talking about taking guns away from hunters or anything like that, but just some reasonable steps that are proven to keep our communities safer. And I'm hopeful with the new legislature after the first of the year, we can move forward on having that debate, making sure that it is robust and inclusive. But, you know, the goal is to keep guns out of the hands of dangerous people and keep our kids and communities safer, because gun violence is a uniquely American problem. There's mental health issues all around the globe. The gun problem is unique to the United States, and it's not one area or another. We got to work together, and we've got to address mental health, but we've also got to take some smart steps to have red flag laws and background checks and secure storage laws.
All right. Good to know that one of the things you promised, you are following through on, and building the first mental health facility in years, as you put it. We also have an issue now with the virus that's causing a couple of two Michigan hospitals right off the top of my list here. Two Michigan hospitals appealing for more beds to manage the RSV surge. This from Kristen Jordan-Shamus in the Detroit Free Press. The Corwell Health, Helen DeVos Children's Hospital, submitted an emergency certificate of need request with the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services late last week. And OSF Healthcare St. Francis Hospital and Medical Group in Escanaba finding themselves in a similar situation, having to request to be able to add beds. How's that looking, Governor?
Well, so what we have seen, especially over the last few years, is, you know, our hospitals working together to meet needs and with the state. So we will continue to be a good partner and move quickly here. I think it's important to for your listeners to know, you know, whether it's RSV or the flu or COVID, all three of these, we anticipate an uptick. That's what happens this time of year when we're together and gathering and inside. And so we're really reminding people that there are vaccines for the flu and for COVID, hoping that people will avail themselves of them, because it's kind of these three pressures that are converging right now that are creating a lot of hardship for our hospitals and obviously our hospital workforce, but most concerningly, the people that are getting infected with them. And there are things we can do to prevent that, to protect ourselves, and we will continue working with the hospitals to make sure they can meet the needs of a sick public.
Another newsworthy topic, a very important one. You have appointed Kyra Harris-Bolden to become the first Black woman to serve on the Michigan Supreme Court. You announced that yesterday. You chose a very young lawyer who lost a close election just 2 weeks ago, and she will take the seat of Justice Bridget McCormick, who is beloved and has done a tremendous job, and we hate to lose her, but we have, and we've talked with her about it on the air. I expected a overwhelmingly positive reaction, but Bankole Thompson in the Detroit News, he didn't write the headline, but it says Whitmer cheapens judiciary with Bolden nomination to Michigan High Court. Were you blindsided by that, or did you expect some reactions, or did you expect that reaction from an African-American journalist?
Well, you know, he plays that similar role on a variety of issues, so I was not particularly surprised. What I will say is, had I appointed someone maybe a bit older, I would have gotten criticism for that. So in this moment, you know, as with all things, I'm not going to stay focused on the people that are always going to criticize. I'm going to stay focused on doing the right thing. And I've got complete confidence that Kyra Harris-Bolden brings an important set of skills, expertise, lived experience, and vision for the court. And if you heard what Justice McCormick said about Kyra yesterday, you would feel very optimistic about what Kyra is going to do on the bench. I think she will be the kind of jurist we all expect and deserve, but also I think is an important, long overdue moment of representation on the state's highest court as well.
You know, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Justice Bridget McCormick for a whole variety of reasons. I know her very well. And respect her greatly, so it helps when you say that she said good things about Kyra Harris-Bolden. But one of the complaints that Bankole had, and maybe other people, was that Kyra never had any experience as a judge. Well, I'll point out that one of the greatest chief justices in our Michigan Supreme Court, Justice Bridget McCormick, never was a judge before she became a Supreme Court justice.
That's right. And I think, you know, as we think about people who are on the bench, a set of skills, you know, legal skills are important. Legal acumen is important. Intellectual curiosity, temperament, all of these things contribute to whether or not someone's going to be an effective person on the bench. We've seen seasoned lawyers not be the greatest judges. So, you know, I think that there's a lot more to being a great jurist than one lens. And I think that's really an important point that you just made about Bridget McCormick being a phenomenal Chief Justice. We've been so fortunate to have her. We'll miss her.
We will.
But she was there.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you and Dr. Mark and to the girls, to the children. It sounds to me like you get to have two Thanksgiving dinners.
That's right. Why not? It's the best.
Look at the positive.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Look at the positive side. All right. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Governor. God bless. And by the way, I haven't talked to you. Congratulations on your win.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Well, I'm excited to be doing this work for four more years, and you and I will have many conversations. I look forward to it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, here on the Paul W. Smith Show, the morning before Thanksgiving on WJR as we approach 729.